I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The Atlanta Falcons are now in playoff position after last night's win over the Seattle Seahawks. GPB's Taylor Gant has the highlights from Monday Night Football.
The matchup came down to the final few seconds when Seattle missed a field goal that would have tied the game. Atlanta's 34-31 win puts them in the final playoff spot in their conference with six games remaining. Falcons coach Dan Quinn praised his team after the game.
What an absolute team win from the guys tonight. Coming here in this environment with the crowd, we thought it was going to be two competitive, tough teams that were going to battle for it in the biggest way.
Atlanta defeated Seattle in the playoffs last season on their way to Super Bowl 51. This Sunday, the Falcons will face off against division rival Tampa Bay for a chance at their seventh win of the season. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed is expected to reveal his plans for several Confederate monuments and street names around the city. Reed is scheduled to make an important announcement today. The Confederate Monuments Advisory Committee has delivered its report to the mayor after a final meeting last week. The group recommends contextualizing some monuments while removing others. They also say the city should change the name of several streets named after Confederate generals, including Confederate Avenue in East Atlanta. Atlanta mayoral candidate Mary Norwood has released 9 years of federal tax returns. According to the AJC, Norwood says her decision demonstrates transparency in the midst of the ongoing federal corruption investigation at Atlanta City Hall. The candidate also promised to provide itemized lists of her donations in the near future. Keisha Lance Bottoms, who is facing Norwood in the December 5th election, said that she was open to releasing her returns as well, but needed to consult her accountant first. Several contractors have already pleaded guilty to conspiracy and bribery charges after admitting to paying for Atlanta City contracts. Georgia police departments will receive more than $3 million in federal funding to hire new officers. Atlanta will hire 15 officers. Grants were also awarded to police departments in Conyers and Marietta. The Department of Justice manages the grant program, which began in the 1990s. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.